A Mesquite Moment in Time, a look at what the city was, making it what it is today. On the night of Wednesday, April 10, 1878, the Texas and Pacific passenger train heading west was due at the Mesquite Depot at 10:40 p.m. Lurking in the shadows were seven men. Little did anyone know, in just a few moments, something would take place that would forever be remembered by Mesquite residents. As soon as the train whistle blew, Sam Bass and his notorious gang put handkerchiefs over their faces. When the 10:40 train came to a stop, Sam Bass hollered, "Honor, boys!" Shots rang out and Station Master Jake Fern dropped his mail pouch on the deck as ordered by two armed men. The rest of the train men were quickly disarmed and their weapons placed in sacks as they were herded off to a spot alongside the tracks. The young Sam Bass had gained national fame only 6 months prior when he and his gang robbed a train in Nebraska, escaping with a shipment of gold valued at $60,000. Bass had carefully planned the Mesquite robbery to be just as successful and smooth as the Nebraska heist. A few of his men moved towards the express car and demanded entry or they would burn the door down. After rummaging through registered mail and express money, the gang found some $160. One member called out to Bass saying, quote, "We're not getting enough to make this pay." Another gang member suggested going through the passenger cars when Bass snapped, exclaiming, quote, "Leave them alone. We're only after the express." In the midst of all the confusion, Jim Gross, who lived a quarter of a mile away, was awoken by all the gunshots and commotion. He grabbed his gun and rode up to see about it. After seeing what was going on, Gross immediately dropped his gun in the weeds. Seeing him, the spokesman for the gang asked what he had in his hands. Gross replied, quote, "A stick, for I'm afraid of dogs." They made him go get his gun and raise his hands. At one point in time, when Gross lowered his hands to scratch his itching nose, one of the gang members used Gross's own gun to rub his nose. Also, the station master's wife happened to be at the depot when the robbery occurred. The holdup men made everyone dance with her on the loading platform until she was exhausted. After the taunting and fun, the disappointed gang rode away with just $23 apiece. The unsuspecting gang was not aware that they had missed a large sum of $30,000 or $760,000 in today's currency. Allegedly, the messenger had stuffed the money into a pot-bellied stove in the express car. Sam Bass would ultimately rob four trains and two stagecoaches within 25 miles of Dallas before being ambushed and taken down in Round Rock, Texas in July of 1878, dying in a prison cell on his 27th birthday. I'm Christian Janes, and join 88.5 FM next week for another historical tidbit from A Mesquite Moment in Time.